Yoel Perigal of Pasuk Yud Aleph. So all of the agricultural produce is being destroyed, gnawed away, gone because of the plague of locusts. And now Hovishu Ikarim, the plowmen, are embarrassed, are ashamed, because they tilled the soil and their work in the fields was for nothing. Because remember, we're saying the locusts come at the time of harvest. So you work for 3-4 months and you are abashed. You are feeling terrible after all the effort that you made and nothing came of it. Helilu karmim, wail. Helilu in this case, not like a kind of hallel, but yelila, like wail all you vineyard workers, your vine dressers, those who take care of the vineyards and plant the vineyards. Alchita ve'al se'ora, for wheat and for barley, ki avad kitzir sadeh, because the harvest of the field is absolutely lost. So back to the plowmen, there's nothing. There's nothing to gain from all of the hard work that you did. Yud beis, hagefen hovisha, the vines have dried up. Again, hovish, that's in 3 psukim in a row now, you have this kind of embarrassment happening. The wine has dried up, the vines have dried up. Vateina umlala, the fig trees have been cut off. Rimon, pomegranates. Gam tamar, date palms. Vitapuach, apples. Kolatze hasada yoveshu. All of the trees of the field have dried up. So if you think it's just the grain, but the trees will be fine. No, everything has been completely dried up, cut off. Interesting different verbs being used for all the destruction. Ki hovish sason min b'nei adam. And when there is nothing to eat and nothing to drink, joy has dried up from the sons of man. So the joy also dries up. Some say, Radak says it means ceased, ended. And all of this is a punishment for our aveiros, says Mitzudas David. God dried up our joy because our sins caused him to eventually do so. It's a midah keneged midah. Our actions have been goring the fact that we're not going to have fun the way we were when we were sinning like crazy. So you're not even going to rejoice over other people getting punished because it's such a widespread disaster. You can't even be smug. Yud gimel chigru v'siftu ha-kohanim. Gird yourselves and lament. Chagar, a belt. Siftu, hesped, a mispaid. Lament, all of you kohanim. Kohanim, again, depends so much on the food of the Beis HaMikdash and of the Mizbeach, and they have nothing. So come to the Beis HaMikdash and lament there and maybe do some tshuva, and then God will have pity upon us. So it's also a prescription for what we should be doing. Helilu mishorsei mizbeach. Wail, all of you who served the mizbeach, those are the kohanim. Boyu linu vasakim. Come, even sleep in your sackcloth. Don't even take it off at night. Don't stop. Davin, mishorsei elokoi. You ministers of my God. So the Navi is really giving it to us. He was commanded to do so. Ki nimnami beis elokeichem min chavonesach. Because now the meal offering and the libations have been withheld from Beis Hashem. Just repeating myself a little smidge because I had a battery run out in the middle of a pasuk. So we're in Yud Gimel. Chigru v'siftu ha-kohanim helilu mishorsei mizbeach. The kohanim, those who minister to the mizbeach, should gird themselves in sackcloth, should say hespedim, lamentations, and wail, bo linu vasakim, even sleep in your sackcloth, to the point where you're in the Beis HaMikdash davening, mishorsei elokoi, those who serve my God, ki nimna mi beis elokeichem, because it has been withheld from the Beis HaMikdash, min chavonesach, meal offerings, libations, you don't have wine, you don't have oil, you don't have anything. So daven. And now, a very famous phrase that we say on Yom Kippur. Yadalad kadshu tzom kiru atzara. Proclaim a fast. Call an assembly. Get everybody together. Isfu zikanim. Again, we go with the leadership. It's not enough for it to come from the people, much as we glorify that in our day and age. But the idea that we want to gather the people together with the leaders being right there, gather the elders, Kol Yoshvei Ha'aretz, Beis Hashem Elokeichem, all of the people who inhabit the land, and bring them to the Beis HaMikdosh, V'zaku El Hashem, and cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every time you see the Dome of the Rock on the site of the Beis HaMikdosh, think back to everything we learned when we were doing Melachim Aleph, with Shlomo HaMelech building the Beis Tefillah L'chol Ho'amim. But it's our Beis Tefillah, it's where we go in the crisis. Not having the Beis HaMikdosh is a huge liability for Klal Yisrael for so many millennia. And finally, Tesov, Aha Layom, woe to the day, Ki Karov Yom Hashem, because the day of God is near, that is the day that God brings retribution against Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. This is the beginning of the rebuke. Dr. Mendel Hirsch says, the present calamity is only the prelude of the real one still yet to come, which would be the Churban Beis HaMikdash entirely. Ucheshod Mishadai Yavo. And like plunder, it's going to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Locusts don't come for political reasons, for dreams of wealth. Locusts come because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent them as a judgment against us. We have our work cut out for us. And once we're in the foxhole, the best we can do is daven, because we can't rectify our past misdeeds until we start confessing them, as we'll see later in Sefer Yoel.